I want you to remember that night from my point of view. I barely knew you. I was in a mood to do bad things, to make risky choices. You picked the hotel, and I was surprised. We could have met anywhere, my place, your place, a bar. But you chose a landmark building downtown. Honestly, it made me feel like an escort. I think you used the word courtesan, which even I would have called as being too pretentious. But I wanted to dress the part. It was the first time I ever went shopping for a dress I knew was going to be taken off me. Ridiculous, I know, but true. I walked the aisles of the department store, touching fabric and running straps between my fingers, imagining what you would feel. Is this zipper gonna stick? Are these seams gonna leave impressions on my skin? I picked a dark green velvet, almost black. It was elegant. Maybe too elegant, if I'm being honest, but I kind of wanted to stand out. I wanted people to look at us and wonder. I wanted raised eyebrows and glances over cocktail glasses. I wanted to be someone else, and I wanted agency and the freedom of choosing to make myself your whore. I chose black heels, black strappy panties, and a black bra that was so sheer I might as well not have bothered. I wore thigh highs, knowing that when I sat, the dress would bunch up over my thighs so you could feel the lace tops of my stockings when your hands brushed over me. I wore a triple strand of vintage pearls and dark red lipstick. You texted that you were getting in an Uber, and you told me to call mine. I did, and while I waited, I put in a jeweled plug. Because you told me you wanted my ass ready for you. It was a strange car ride. Me in the back seat, my ass plugged. Nerves starting to form into anticipation and arousal, and a little bit of fear. I remember shifting in my seat, feeling that this was about to happen. When I got to the hotel, I headed to the downstairs bar, the more casual one. I didn't see anyone else in a cocktail dress or heels, and I felt unusually visible. You waved me over. You were dressed casually, and the disparity in our attire was obvious. I ordered a bourbon and sat down. Honestly, I don't remember the conversation. I don't remember anything about what we said. Except that it was almost painfully innocent and casual. I sipped my bourbon too fast. And then it was time. We walked to the elevator, and once the doors closed, you pushed me against the back wall and kissed me. I wasn't expecting it, and the suddenness of the move took my breath away. Your hands pinned mine to the wall as you kissed me, hard. I remember hearing the elevator each floor as we passed, dinging. You didn't ask. You let one of my hands free, so you could use yours to move between my legs, and I yielded to you. I was wet, soaked through the panties. I felt your hand move behind and find the plug, and you pressed on it. As the door slid open, hit the 17th floor. You pulled me away, leading me by the hand out of the elevator, and I caught a glimpse of my reflection in the mirrored door. The red lipstick, already smudged. My hair was tousled, and of course, a blush rising up my neck. You opened the door to the room and ushered me inside, barely waiting for it to shut before you pushed me against the wall again, this time with your hand on my throat. I felt the necklace tighten under your grip, the rows of pearls pushing into my throat. Your hands were big, I remember thinking. I remember thinking, too, exactly how little I knew about you, how no one knew where I was, how I didn't know your last name, how my phone was turned off and in my bag. I dropped it against the floor and it was out of reach, and you kept your hand on my throat, tightening your grip for just long enough to see panic start to build in my eyes. This wasn't a phone call. This wasn't whispers into a microphone. This wasn't words typed out in a text message. This was real. I remember gasping when you loosened your grip and reaching up to my neck while you didn't break eye contact. You kissed me again, deep and slow, and I remember noticing your cologne. Take off the dress, you told me, calmly. You almost sounded emotionless, and you stood back and watched while I fumbled with the zipper. It didn't catch, but I felt so exposed. When I imagined this, you were the one undressing me, standing behind me, kissing my neck like something out of a movie. Instead, you backed away from me to sit down in a chair and watch while I clumsily took off the dress and walked towards you. I don't remember you reacting to my body or the lingerie. Turn around, you said, and I did, feeling ridiculous in my heels, like someone had caught me playing dress up. And part of me was waiting for you to laugh. Bend over was the next command, and I did. Bent at my waist to show you my ass. I reached my hands back, trying to slide down the straps of the panties, but you reached out a hand and stopped me, pulling me closer to you. I stumbled as I took a step back, feeling your hands spreading my cheeks and reaching for the base of the plug. You started to fuck me with it, pushing it in and pulling it out just to the point where I could feel the base start to pull and then repeating. I moaned and I felt my knees tremble before you slapped me on my ass. Hard. The sting of it made me yelp, but I bit my tongue and I waited for the next blow, moaning as you ran your hand over my hot skin. You hit me again, pushing the plug deeper into my ass. And then you pushed me down to my knees. I looked up at you, waiting for your next order. You told me to take off your shoes and kiss your feet. I hadn't been expecting that, but I did it. Lick them, you said. And I tentatively ran my tongue from your toe up the top of your feet, kissing gently, running my hands up and down your legs, and then looking up expectantly. You stood up and told me to undress you, and I did, letting my hands graze over your cock as I pulled down your pants and boxers, pulling you closer while I took off your shirt and lifted up my head for a kiss. But you slapped my face, harder than I expected, and you told me to get to work. And so I was back on my knees, running my tongue up the underside of your shaft, licking and spitting and kissing and sucking and cupping your balls in my hands. Make it messy, you said. And I remember idly thinking how effortlessly commanding you were and thinking how ridiculous the red lipstick must look right now while I swallowed your cock, working it in my mouth. But that's the whole point. You wanted to see me dirty and debased and defiled, and I just wanted to please you. I kept your cock in my mouth for what felt like ages, sucking and licking and spitting and feeling my knees ache and the touch of pain in my scalp as you twisted your hands into my hair, holding my head in place while you made me choke on your dick. I looked up, watching you fuck my mouth, wondering if you'd come down my throat or what else you had planned for me. You were holding my head with both of your hands. Your eyes were closed, and I felt you slow down, holding your cock deep in my mouth, before you pushed me back. You bent down and kissed me, my mouth wet with spit and your pre-cum. It was a greedy kiss, forceful and insistent, as you pushed me back towards the bed. You bent me over the edge, face down, and you grabbed my hands, pinning them against the small of my back. I remembered a stupid throw blanket on top of the bed. It was scratchy as you pulled the plug out. I heard you spit, and then I felt it drop onto my ass. And then I felt one of your fingers slide into my ass, and another. You let go of my hands, but I kept them in place. Well, you fucked me. My clit was aching, and I pushed my ass back onto you, hoping you'd move your hands down and start to give me some release. But you didn't. I felt your fingers stretching my ass, spreading it, and then they were gone, leaving me open and empty and exposed and aching. You said, open your mouth, and I did. I licked your fingers clean, hating the humiliation of it and loving it, and feeling my clit throb while I just waited for you to take me. I felt your cock press against my pussy. You brushed it over my clit, teasing me, coating it in my wetness, and I was so thankful for that bit of contact. I pushed my hips back, hoping you'd start to fuck me, but you kept me fucking waiting again. The hand that was in my mouth went to my hair, and you pulled hard, arching my back up for you, while you lubed up my asshole with my wet cunt and something out of a bottle. You told me to beg you, and I fucking did. I pleaded and writhed and told you how badly I wanted you to take my ass. How much I needed to be fucked hard and deep, that I didn't care if it hurt, that I just wanted to be a good little whore for you. I wanted to be a good hole. I wanted to make you come, that I didn't care which hole you took as long as you could use me to make yourself feel good. Oh, I'd been plugged for 2 hours, I think. And so I was ready when you slid your cock inside me so gently, too gently. Oh, I wanted you to really fuck me, to make my mind stop and ground me in sensation, even if that sensation was pain. You sped up, gradually. Your grip on my hair tightened, and your other hand dug into my thigh. I felt your nails, and I knew I'd wake up with bruises. My legs were pressed tight together while you fucked me, and I kept pushing my hips back into you and against the bed, and it was almost enough pressure on my clit to make me come. Fucking almost. I was practically in tears from desperation, moaning and writhing and trying to fuck back onto your cock, and I started to beg. Please, please let me touch my clit. Please, please, just let me touch it. Let me make myself come for you while you fuck my ass. I'll come, and I'll get so tight for you. I'll be such a good little whore if you just let me come. If you just let me come. If you let me. If you please, 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 please let me come. Please, please let me come. You'll feel my ass get so tight around your dick, and then you won't be able to help. But just your love inside me. You pushed my hand off my back and told me to come for you. You told me to tell you what was making me come. I was gonna come with a stranger's dick deep in my ass. And all I was good for was being a tight fuckhole for you. And I did. Oh, just like I'm going to now. remembering it. Oh, oh God.
I was shaking and weak and barely coherent. My mind was hazy and cum drunk, and you were still pumping my ass. I remember feeling ashamed, wondering why I hadn't made you come with me, why I couldn't, wondering if I even felt good. But you pulled out suddenly, and the loss was shocking. You slapped my ass and told me to get on my knees and take your cum. I did, mouth open, watching you jerk your cock onto my waiting tongue, looking up at you and then running my hands over your thighs, your ass, trying to get you to fuck my mouth again. Please, please come for me. I was begging for it incoherently. Her mouth open greedily, ready to take your cum. Please, please come for me. Please come for me. Please, please, please come for me. Please, please. But you pulled back and you shot all over my face. I took your cock into my mouth and I sucked you dry. I wanted every drop of your cum. I wanted to hear you moan as I stroked your dick, still twitching, with my tongue. You whimpered and then pulled back. And then there was that strange liminal moment where we were just two strangers, alone, together, having come hard and been filthy, but not having the comfort of history to instinctively know what to do next. You put a hand on my cheek. You stroked it and helped me to my feet. I went to the bathroom to clean my face, and I felt myself caught between the impulse to laugh and to sob as I looked in the mirror. When I came out, you were in the bed and pulled me to you, holding me and smoothing my hair and giving me soft kisses on my cheeks and forehead. It was a beautiful facsimile of intimacy. I snuggled into your embrace and kissed your shoulder, feeling my heart slow and my nerves fall as I drifted into a deep sleep while you watched TV. I'm sorry I never called. Sorry I stopped responding to your messages. Shit, I think I deleted a couple of accounts in the cab on the way home the next morning. In my defense, I had said I just wanted one night of being someone's plaything, that I wasn't in a place to even think about an encumbrance. I think I said that. I hope I did. I thought I was comfortable playing with fire, that I'd imagined enough flames to know how they felt. But I'm still fucking terrified of burning.